It's an honor to welcome legendary guitarist Dick Wagner back to 99.1 CJAM. He's performed and written for Alice Cooper, Aerosmith, Kiss, and many others. Dick's been a guest on my You Talking to Me show here at CJAM, and he joins us now on Big JD and Lipo in the Morning to talk about rock and roll and his new book, Not Only Women Bleed, of which he will be in Windsor tomorrow night as part of his book signing tour. Please welcome the maestro of rock to the morning show. Dick, how are you, sir?
How are you doing, JD?
I'm doing good. It's great to have you back on and speaking with you again.
I'm very happy to be back on with you. Your interview with me before was fantastic, and I really enjoyed talking to you. So thanks for calling me and giving me this chance to talk about my book signing.
Let's talk about the book, Not Only Women Bleed. What made you decide to write the book, or was it something that was in the works for a while?
Well, what happened actually was that I've written like poems and short stories and songs all my life. I was starting to write some short stories again, and I suddenly realized that the stories I was writing were really part of about my life, and I was writing a book. I mean, I hadn't really intended to sit down and write a book. I mean, that's a monstrous task, you know, if you think about it.
Sure.
So there I was writing this stuff, and I realized I was into writing the story of my life, and it was going to be a book. So I started writing towards that, realizing that it was a formidable accomplishment. I spent almost 3 years, writing stories and putting it all together. And in the last year, my manager, who was also speaks four languages, she's brilliant. She's an editor. She came in and she and I edited this book together. So, I mean, she really did the editing. She set me straight on a lot of things and encouraged me to write about the last half of the book. Was actually her encouragement, telling me what I should write about and remember this and remember that. And then it was finished. And then I have two CDs of music in the back of the book. So when you get done reading the book, you've got CDs to listen to, or you can listen to them while you're reading. I mean, so I put music and the literature together. The reviews have been absolutely fantastic. And we just got picked up by Barnes & Noble, a bigger in the U.S. And we just got picked up by the biggest distributor in the world for books worldwide. So we're very happy this week because we've got a lot of really good news. And I'm in Windsor Friday at Dr. Desk. We're going to perform two, three, or four songs. I'm going to probably sing the Alice Cooper hits that I wrote with Alice Cooper. And we're going to talk a little bit with people in the crowd, and we're going to sell books, and I'm going to sit there and sign books. It's going to be really cool. And anyone who's listening to this, I invite you to come out to Dr. Disc on Friday and at least come out and just take a look at what this book is like. It's beautiful. I mean, you'd probably put it on your coffee table.
Yeah, it's great that you paired the music with the book. You mentioned Alice Cooper, and you've done a lot of work with Alice. You told me on You Talking to Me, the first song you wrote together, I think, was Department of Youth, and then Only Women Bleed. What was the last song you guys wrote together?
Well, ironically, I don't know if I'm supposed to say this or not, but we were just on the ballot today with the Grammys for the song that I wrote with Alice for his last album, and that is Something to Remember Me By. If you've heard Alice's new album, you'll hear that song. Like I said, it's on the ballot for the Grammys, and so things are really good this week. I'm really feeling good.
And the book signing, you mentioned that you'll be playing a little here. I didn't know that you'd be actually playing at the Windsor book signing, acoustic or something?
It's going to be me and Phil Whitfield, I think. Phil plays keyboards in my band, which I'm touring with, but he lives in Windsor, and he's a fantastic musician, and he's going to play keyboards, and I'm going to play guitar, and I'm going to sing three, four, five songs. A little book, a little entertainment, just a really good time.
That sounds great. That's a Dr. Disc. It's tomorrow night, actually, Friday night, 6:30, Dr. Disc, 659 Olette here in Windsor. And as well, you're going to be in Windsor again at Long & McQuaid Music Store in November, doing a little jamming.
I'm going to come back for another similar kind of event. I like Windsor. You can tell. I like coming to Windsor.
That's great. We're glad you do, and we're always glad to have you.
Everything seems to be real good right now. I've got this tour lined up through the end of November. Plus, I'm having a Dick Wagner 70th birthday celebration at a gig in Bay City on November 10th up in Michigan. It's just a good time for me. Okay. I never thought it would be because I'm getting older. But, when you stay productive, you still feel young. I feel like I'm still about as young as you, JD.
Well, it's congratulations.
What are you, 25?
25? I'll take that. getting close to double that, but congratulations on, you know, your upcoming birthday and the tour and everything and the book. It's great news. I'm really happy for you. What would you say, Dick, if you could choose one thing that was what you would say is the highest point in your life related to music, what would you say that is?
Related to music? Oh, geez, that's hard to pick out, but there was a song that I wrote called Remember the Child, which is about child abuse, which became very famous in the self-help kind of market with John Bradshaw and his teachings on the inner child. And it became a song that was used by a lot of therapists, you know, all over the continent, the therapists using this to evoke emotions from their patients. I mean, I think that was really kind of an emotional high point for me, is writing that song.
You've had a wonderful career, still have a wonderful career. It's great that you're still creating all these things for everybody else to enjoy as well. And we really thank you for being on the morning show. And I look forward to seeing you at Dr. Dis tomorrow night.
Great. I will see you there. Thank you. Thank you so much, Jenny.
All right, lead guitarist and songwriter for Alice Cooper, Aerosmith, Kiss, Guns N' Roses, Lou Reed, and others, the maestro of rock, Dick Wagner at Dr. Disc Records tomorrow night, 6:30 p.m. for a book signing engagement. Listeners can check out wagnermusic.com for other shows and appearances, and the book is a great read, Not Only Women Bleed, available at all major retailers and at the book signing.